Chaydesh. Okay, we're coming to the end of Simas Samachay, which is really the end of Hilchus Kedushin. We learned not the dinim of Hariyat Mekudeshesli, but the dinim of the week of Sheva Brachis. And here at the end, in Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, it talks about the minhagim related to a wedding. And as you know, there are many different minhagim. Technically speaking, a person has to research sources of minhagim to know what is a Yiddish minig, what's not a Yiddish minig. I just saw there Chaim Kanevsky writes to write the Bendel. It's a pshasha of an Isidai Raisa, Darkei Amayri, he writes. And the Hindu Prime Minister of Britain, there was an article in the newspaper, he was waving, and there was a right to Bendel. And there was an article about how the Hindus are doing it for thousands of years.
He got it in Israel?
He got it in Israel, yeah. So, if you Google buy a right to Bendel, a red string, you get the Buddha's website. So you have to know every minute where it comes from, and if it comes from anywhere. So try. I mean, for the most part, you choose the proper minhagim, and we're respectful of minhagim. Din minig, the Magen Avraham says, is only something that's found in Paiskim. In other words, there are cultural things that you didn't do, and we do. We can filter fish on Friday night and or salmon, but whatever we eat. It doesn't. It's a cultural custom of Jews. We're the Jewish people. We stick with the cultural customs of the Jews as well. But the din minig, the halacha of minig, has to have some sort of a makar to be a minig. And so let's see what we have here. What we don't have here. Try to mention a few. Sif Aleph was the mitzvah misameachas of the kala, which we discussed last week, and l'raki lufnei hakala. So base also listakel bekala, av a mutal listakel betachshitin shaaleha ay be priyas raisha. Now a little hard to know exactly. I used to see that number farshim on this. It was a minig. It's not a minig listakel bekala for the sake of enjoying looking at the kala, for the beauty of the kala. It was more for the to be mechabavayt or baila. In some Gemaras, people remember. You weren't here last week. I mentioned that the Gemara says that they dance with her. Gemara says if she's like a piece of wood to you, like she is to me, then it's mutter. Now, granted, that Gemara is important. The Gemara seems to say negiya she'ena shalchiba is mutter. The question is what's called negiya she'ena shalchiba. That Gemara are pretty clear that negiya she'ena shalchiba is mutlachat chilum. But anyway, it's not our topic. Our topic is being mesameachas and mekala, and the minhagim. So sif beis it says also stakel mekala and the mutter b'priyas reisha and b'tachshita shala. The whole thing is lechabav eitzabayim. So I assume this means when you're going to the chuppah beforehand. She goes to the chuppah uncovered. That's clear in the Gemara, even though it's like Kitiv and Ka'achas, and she gets married. But the Gemara says the simon of a besula is that Adam say she went b'priyas rish. He said Gimel has two of the minhagim that are ancient minhagim by Kal Yisrael. Siv Gimel sarach liten efer b'roish hachasim b'mokam minachas tefillin, that ashes have to be put on the place of the tefillin. It's not on the forehead, it's on the hair, the place where tefillin belong. B'makam nachzilin zecher la'avelis Yerushalayim diksiv losum la'avelitziyem pe'er tachas efer. Now Mashiach will come, Klaiser will have pe'er, will have its beauty in the place of Afer, will have pe'er, the same letters, the play on words.
Doesn't pe'er refer to tefillin itself?
Yeah. Yes, that's why we do it for Macham Nachas Tefillin, because it refers to... What?
Why don't we do it as part of the ceremony of Chuppah? Why do we do it beforehand?
Why we do it beforehand? What's the Lashon? doesn't say when. I'm not sure. Why you do it beforehand and not then? I don't know. Good question. Yeah, why? Under the chuppah? Well, what's fascinating is that, first of all, one question is why the chassid and not the kala? The whole thing is that Meshkechech, Yerushalayim, maybe because they're always filling, that would be a reason. It's interesting, this meaning is brought in two places. It's brought here, and it's brought in Arachayim. At the end of Hilchos Tisha B'Av in the 3 weeks, there's a simon fi sifim to do a zecha l'chorbin. Most of them, for one reason or another, we don't do today. Not that there's a shita not to do it, but I guess the tzaris of the galus remind us enough of the chorbin that we don't need all these reminders. But it says mishchar beis hamikdash tiktu chachamim she'im bainim la'olam binyan misuyad u'mechuyar kebinyan malachim. Only by build simple houses. We don't build any fancy houses like the White House. Ella toch beise betit v'sad v'sid u'mishayim mokim amalama kenegad ha-pesach b'loisid. The minig of leaving an amalama, which is a minig, really it says without plaster. Really it's talking about when you plaster it. Rapami left out when they wallpapered, he left out an amalama that wasn't wallpapered, and that was his makom. So that's one of the minhagim, which is not so prevalent. And another thing it says, chen tiknu sha'erech shulchan lasi sudu la'archim mechasim imenu ma'at emniach makom panoi b'lakara. You set the table and you have people over, you leave one place empty without a setting, which also I don't think, I've never heard of anybody has such a minig today. Another minig.
I was asking Abraham, he said the thing that I want one dish, I don't want.
Oh, so that could be another thing. Yeah, that's separate, with the serving, yeah. It says, k'she'isha isit hashite kesef, women make their... The silver tachshit and bezav, mishayra min mimine tachshit. She leaves out one type of tachshit. What do the ladies do today?
All of them, give all away.
They leave out the nose rings. They're talking about chuppah. Not talking about chuppah.
No, I'm talking about saying that.
They give it away. And the Mechaber brings this minik to put, now the Eifer Mikla, Makla, how you pronounce it, I don't know what it's coming, Lafuke, Eifer is Eifer, Eifer means, Eikla Mikla means Eifer from something that was on fire. Maybe you shouldn't think it means offer. So this minik is brought. Now it's interesting is that the Torah brings that this was the minik Ashkenaz. And in Svarad, they didn't have the minig of putting Afer. And instead, they made out of zayas leaves, they made some type of a ring for the head of the chasn. The Makar, Mechaber brings it, 1 second. So Tor brings that, Belefnim, that was the minig in Svarad. And it's fascinating, the reason they bring for it is because in Svarad, not everybody was careful to wear tefillin. So it struck me. I mean, if you're talking about non-religious people, so they don't wear tefillin, so they're coming to ask a shayla about ashes by the chuppah, like very, very strange. So I discovered is until the smag in many communities, they didn't wear tefillin because they felt not worthy of tefillin. It was such a hanhaga. In the chinuch, and I looked it up because I was very surprised. The chinuch, not the mechzlin, the chinuch himself, a rishon, he says, Bala averis mechuyev b'mitzvah tefillin. Even if a person does averis, he's still mechuyev to put on tefillin. V'vad she'ed elizor shalei afiach ben, he has to wear properly. Ulay mitoyech hasmadosei b'mitzvah tefillin she'ed zichre gogol la'odam v'lecha shemayim yoshem midaka yara. So as a matter of fact, you put on the tefillin, you might start to behave. Why didn't they put on tefillin? He brings yadati kis mucha hadarshim amaisa b'yushalmi. Is a meisni Yerushalmi, b'chabar nash ta'afkid gabe chavrei kasa de kaspa. someone who gave his friend pikadon. He gave him to watch a silver becher, it sounds like. Lizman tavi nehele, and later on he went to collect it. The kofa bay, he said, you never gave it to me. Amalei balakais loylocha hemantiv elo la'elin shebaraisha. I didn't trust you. I trusted the filling. You weren't filling. You're a proper person. So when you read that Yerushalmi, you have two choices. Either you learn to be honest, or you learn not to wear tefillin. Right? There are two choices. It says Yerushalmi said, you wear tefillin, you have to be honest. So it's very interesting that there was such a, I don't call it a meaning, but there's such a practice in a lot of the communities that they don't wear tefillin. And it says that the smag, the Baal Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, the Baal Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol was a maggid, was a darshan. He traveled from city to city, was a darshan. And in order to not waste his time traveling, he memorized the Tayag Mitzvahs. That's what he writes in his Agdam. He memorized the Tayag Mitzvahs, so when he traveled, he could review them. And it says he had a dream that he should commit it to writing. So he wrote the Sefer Smag, based on the Rambam. And gradually he writes, and his second dream, I forgot the pratum of the dream, but it implied to him that he missed the mitzvah. See, he adds a mitzvah that the Rambam doesn't have, an isser, to get angry. When a hishama lachaz, and what's the lashon that you shouldn't be a bagaiva. See, he adds a mitzvah, he has to take out a mitzvah in order to add a mitzvah, but anyway, that's a smack. So smack was a darshan, he went from place to place. You know, it says he put back the minig that people should wear tefillin day. It's not a frumkeit to not wear tefillin. But from this you can probably see that why women don't... what the Torah is saying is, since they don't wear tefillin, they don't put on afer. So the fact that women don't put on afer, you see it is connected somehow to Mrs. Tefillin. And Mamela, that was the... So that was the minute. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur, he has a piece by Hilchis Tisha B'Av, and he shries gevalt about people that are not makbid on Afer. He asks me idea, if they would put Afer, maybe they would have more shalom bayis. So this is lashon. Maybe it causes a lack of hatzlocha in shidduchim. Okay, this is me idea.
Nowadays, I said the Kallahs don't wear jewelry for the kopiah. That's all the same reason.
No. To give away your jewelry before it doesn't have a clear makar. The only makar that they find for it is they're supposed to remember the Yom HaMisa. So the meaning is to take money out of your pockets and take jewelry off of you to, like wearing the kittel I want to mention some of these menhagim. First, the two menhagim that say is this meaning to put Afer Baraisha, and then the Ramah brings the minig. I think Sfaradim do it as well, even though it's a Ramah. Yes, Mekayim Shenagu Lishbar Kais Achar Sheva Brachas. That they break a glass, we break a glass after we finish the Sheva Brachas. Zel Minig Nog Vemedinis Eilu Shachasin Shoiver Hakli Shoiver Hakli Shebevorkin Allah Birchas Erisin. So Gemara Brachis says that Reb Zeira saw that they were too wild at a chasna, so he broke expensive glass something or other to get the people serious. So the breaking of the glass became a minig by Klal Yisrael, and like I said, it's a minig with a makar. Now Rebelski was makbid, I never saw anybody makbid. What it says here is that the same cup that you make Birchas Erisin on should be the same glass that you break. So under the chuppah they had two kaisas. There's the kais of Birchas Erisin, and then they put it aside, and they have the second kais of Birchas Nesu'im for Sheva Brachas. Rebelski would go and drink the wine from the first kais, and then use that glass to for the breaking of the glass, because that's what it says. The kais shemavachal Birchas Erisin is the kais that they used. Agav, you see, they didn't use silver bechers, because it's talking about a glass cup, and you break it, you're going to break it. It doesn't mean you break the becher, it means you break a glass. So you see that they used to use glass glass cups for the
have we ever seen now that the same
Bechel? The only one I saw said do it that way. It, the Ramah does say chomok and lefim and hagai, that each place according to its minig. He brings a third minig, aynaygin lisanais. Another minig is to fast, that the Chasan Kalah fast the day of their wedding. Years ago, it was like a holy thing to fast the day of the wedding. Today, the day after they get engaged, they call the Rav and say, do we really have to fast the day of the wedding? Like, that's one of their worries of marriage. Do I really have to fast? Sometimes they get a headache. And you know, I tell them, the idea of fasting is not because it makes you more comfortable. The idea of fasting is because you're uncomfortable. But, okay, look, if someone, the Dairis are weaker, and if somebody not going to feel well, so many people fast just till Mincha, they don't have Mincha Gedailah, and then they break their fast, they also could fast. The proper thing is to fast. It's a meaning that's brought. So these, I guess, are the three minhagim that are brought here, the Eifer Bereishai, the breaking of the glass, and the fasting. They're all minhagim that are familiar to us. I want to mention a couple of the other minhagim, which I tried as best I could to find makaris for, and then three for which I'm not sure there's a makar. The meaning of going around, the kala going around the chasen, either three times or seven times, mostly you see seven times, although the minig is brought for three times as well. So it's a minig that does go back to the Svarim of Minig Ashkenaz. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings it in, by Minhag HaChasana, to go around, and you know, there are Ramazim there, Kechayma, it's like a wall around the Chasin, or Yistayvet Gever, there are different Minhagim that have to do with it, and
collapse?
No, she's the wall. She's collapsing. She wants to conquer the chasm.
I looked it up. I saw a shack.
I'm not sure. Now, what's interesting is the minig that we've seen by all the chasnas except by the Yekis. By all our chasnas, we have a minig that Kal is on the right and the chas is on the left. They bring a pasuk, Nitzva Shegel Yeminecha, Nitzva He ends with a He, Shegel ends with the Lamed, Yeminecha ends with a Chaf, Isis Kal. Mr. Shegali Menach, that the Kal is on the right. It's a very different minig, because Chazal say that the more chashuva one goes on the right. So I don't know, maybe there's a message there, I don't know. By the Yekis, the only ones I saw that they have the other way around. They have the Kal on the left. They face the other way.
They face
the other way. Yeah, but they don't switch, so the Kal should be on. When they turn around, the chasen's on the right, and the Kal is on the left. Which seemed to be right. I saw in the Chidah, he says Al Pi Arizal to do with the Chasen on the right. I don't remember ever seeing by Chasidish weddings. I think also the Chasen's is on the left. Okay, Komok and Kafim and Hagi. The Maril, which is the basis of Minig, Minogi Ashkenaz are mostly from the Maril. And the Maril brings this Minig to have the Kala on the. On the side. The minig of singing when they go down is also brought in the Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz. Meramins, we have different customs while we sing, but I think it's already become the standard for a long time. Certain zmiris they sing when they come down. The last 5 to 10 years, it became a minig to sing a bunch of other songs, which is not there, you know, but since you're hiring somebody and paying them a lot of money, so what, you're just going to sing Ivan Siach and be Eitzu with that, you know, it comes out like 200,000 words. So Meila, they sing Eshes Chayil, they sing other things, but the meaning to sing is brought down. Now,
what about in
nobody brings a minig to sing a Meshkechech. It does say when you put Efer, Bereish HaChasen, you should say a Meshkechech Yerushalayim. to say the words. So, you know, there's nothing, wrong with it. Again, there are minhagim which have a din minig, which are brought in the Mariel and the Mariel means the minhagim. Now, singing Yveshkachech, there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't have a halacha of a minig. If it's not born in Paiskim, it doesn't have a halacha of a minig. Some is not a minig, doesn't mean it's a bad thing to do. It's a good thing to do.
It's right, put a break the glass and maybe they think that one is.
Whatever reason, we conjecture, maybe this, maybe that, but to the tabad in minig, it has to be brought in Paiskim. Magen Avraham says it by banging by Haman. It's funny, he doesn't explain until the end of our Achayim. One has a din minig by banging by Haman. He says it doesn't have a din minig because it's not in Paiskim. That's in Paiskim has a din minig. Rapam said in Yom Yeridaya that having a fish pot is not a din minig. There's nothing wrong with it, but having a separate pot for fish is not a minig. Chazal, when they talk about parrot, they talk about dogum sha'olu b'kairah shel basar. It talks about fish and a fleshig, hot fish and a fleshig keli. So, if you want to have it, you can have it, but to call it a minig, it has to have a clear makar and paiskim, and that's the difference between between things that do have a shem minig and things that don't have a minig. Wearing a kittel also goes back, the marmins, which is again a makar for many in Menhagei Ashkenaz. But what's fascinating is why to wear a kittel. The Makairis of Ashkenaz and the Makairis of Sfarad have two different reasons for wearing a kittel. The Bnei Ashkenaz, in the Kitzur, if you look in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the Kuf Mem Zayin, he brings the Minhagim of a wedding. He says, Lisko lo Yom HaMisa, that it's supposed to remind the person of the Yom HaMisa. They bring, there's a Gemara in the, I think in the fifth parak of Brachis, that there was a Lebedika wedding, and they said, Lishri lo Mar, sing for us. So whoever it was sang Veilon de Misna at the wedding. He sang Veilon de Misna. He wanted to that people should calm down a little bit. And so the kittel, according to the kitzur, is worn to remind a person of the Yom HaMisa. The Svardim, the Radvaz brings, and the Radvaz goes back to the late 1500s. Radvaz is from the children of those who went to exile from Spain. So the Radvaz writes the minig of Svaradim is to wear, you don't say the word kittel, kittel's probably a Yiddish word, but he says to wear white, he says it's to remind the person of Mechilas Avaynais. That when a chassan gets married, it's Nimchalay Avaynaisav, and white is a symbol of purity. He says that's why they wear it on Rosh Hashanah. Svaradim wear kittel on Rosh Hashanah?
No.
Dr. Maui's not here. Oh, did Svaradim wear kittel on Rosh Hashanah?
No.
What? White shoes? White suits. White suits. All right. So,
yeah. What about some people who wear coats and have
to wear? So, I'll get to that in a second. But the Radvaz says the reason is the opposite. It's a reason to do it, Lizkaya. It could be the minhagim of a chassan in the first year. It's brought a minig by the Seder, by Pesach Seder, that a chassan doesn't wear a kittel the first year. So people ask me, if by our circles we didn't wear a kittel Rosh Hashanah, only Yom Kippur. So people ask me, what about Yom Kippur? So my understanding is that by the Seder we wear a kittel, it's Liska Yadam Hamisa, because he's sitting like a melech, it's a symbol of humility. So a chassan, you don't want to tell him Liska Yadam Hamisa, he's in Simcha. Yom Kippur we wear it to be Daimel HaMalachim. Wear it for a totally different reason. The white of it is to show purity, so there is no reason in the world that a chassan shouldn't wear on Yom Kippur. Yeah. Kapparim, that's the minig to wear a kittel. One of the first things the Reform made fun of in the beginning was the kittel under the Maram Shikas Shuvas about how it's funny when the Reform started. So what they want to abolish, saying Yikum Purkan and Shul, praising the Chachmei Bavel. So they want to bow saying Yikum Purka and Shul. So if you look around Shul during Yikum Purka, they were Shtukum Atliach, it looks like. And they want to bow Shem Tiv Sheini, which is, that makes no sense. And that was the beginning. They had their own level of Makairis for things. And one of the things they wanted to do was abolish the kittel. Rapam used to like to say over, as once at a wedding, and someone asked him, somebody who had no exposure to Yiddishkeit, so why is he wearing a white kittel? So Rav Pan said, I told him, it's a kittel, you get buried in a kittel. So when you get married, you wear a white kittel, like saying, we'll be together until death separates us, you know, does us part. He said, oh, what a beautiful custom. So the meaning of kittel goes back, and it sounds like in the Makairis that there are different reasons for it. It's interesting, the minig, if you call it a minig, of it's attributed to Reb Chaim Brisker, that the Masada Kedushin spills a little wine into his hand and drinks from the wine. Why does he do that? It's fascinating that it didn't start with Reb Chaim. It goes back, the tumult goes back a long time. Here's a Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis in the Kuntras Achrein, Eischof Aleph. Pnei Yeshua, now why the Masada Kedushin drink? I assume you're afraid, you're being mighty to Chasen Kalo by a prayer gafen. Chasen Kalo, they're out of space. You know, they're really listening. And sometimes they're mumbling tillim. If they say tillim between the broth and the drinking, so it doesn't work. Pnei Yeshua says differently. Pnei Yeshua says more. I'm quoting to Pnei Yeshua. Risi lahaskim musa de kosh li tuva. Mashanogu, domar amavar birchasayayin ala kais, v'chasen v'kala shaisim imenu. He is heich mavarach by a prayer gafen. Kish bin Shena Mavarach Shaisim Imenu. Mavarach is not drinking. Eich Maitzi Achasim Vakal Bibrachasai. Hakaim along, Kala Brachasim Yaitzi Maitzi, Chusim Brachasin Ahenen. Every bracha, even if you're a Yaitzi, it can be Maitzi. You can make a bracha for someone else, Kay Yisrael Ravim Zulazu, Chusim Brachasin Ahenen. And the Gemara says that Brachasin Ahenen, if you're not Machuiv, it can't be Maitzi someone else. This is the last Gemara in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. Birchas Hakayis Shel Kiddush, Birchas Hamaitzi Mao. Mi Amrinu Kivin Dechayvin Inu Mavarech Adol Mabrachal Av Chayvin Inu. So Gemara is a shaila about the parak Begafin of Kiddush. The Kasu Taisus Hanach Dafka. Only those is a shaila. But so it's the Pnei Yeshua is Matmiya. On the minig, and he writes here in the Sefer Minam and Hagi Yisrael, Kvar Kodmai Baharazu B'Tashbatz. Tashbatz goes even back, goes back further. Tashbatz was a Talmud of the Rivash, goes back to Spain. So the idea of drinking from the Kais is of the Masada Kedushin drinking from the Kais. He does bring a Teretz. Those who don't drink, which is Chassidim, certainly the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink. That he says that since it's a minig to have a kais, it blives a kais shel chiyuv. Mm-hmm. The minig is to have a kais, it blives a chiyuv. Now, really, this. What?
By Yisroel Shechal, by Yisroel Shechal, by Yisroel Shechal, does he have to drink from the gadol to make him look after the kais?
No, the Gemara is in Ibaya, and. The meaning is not to do it, but those who are mighty a cotton with the broth and give it to the cotton, they rely that the cotton is being. They're really, it's a separate discussion, a little one thing at a time. We're talking about the kaishal bracha under the chuppah. So he says that once it's a chivas, what I wanted to say is by bris milah, the same chalufi minhagim between the bnei yeshiva and a lot of the rest of the world. By bris milah, the kibudim by bris milah for brachas is a bar prayer gafen, and then the bracha that's said after the milah, which is in the Gemara, and then there's the nesina shem, the kriya shem, which is usually a separate kippah, and let's do it together. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes to be makbid if you're making the bar prayer gafen and the bracha to drink afterwards. Because you're making a bar prayer gafen. Where's the bar prayer gafen? You're never giving it to anybody to drink. You know what? They dip their finger in and give it to the baby. It can't be mighty to the baby with the bracha, unless he's extremely bright at that stage. Usually it can't be mighty chasen. So it says to be makbid to drink. I'm not sure in other circles with an makbid, maybe they. I'm not sure what they hold. But at least under the chuppah,
the chasen
chala.
The chasen
is a chiyuv.
What? The chasen is a chiyuv, so you don't have to drink it.
So why is there then kiddush that you have to drink or any kashal bracha?
Also, the kiddush is only for the kovet of the kals.
So they bring a Rashi. Pashtus, you have to drink. There is a Rashi on Daf Mem Amud Beis and Erevin Rashi says you have to drink by a kiddush. He says Rashi says nekvaydishol kais. Like a bazaar, you make a bracha on the kais, you don't drink from it. Nekvaydishol kais. So even by Rashi, lemaisi, you have to drink from it. Nekvaydishol kais is also a cheshbon. And Rashi is also a chiddush. Nekvaydishol kais. Pashtus, you made a bar per gafin. So, but be that as it may, this is these are two places. So in the more yeshivish circles, they're makbet to drink. And then they had wine for the Kri Hashem, and in other places they're not makpid. They're probably the same. Probably those who are makpid there are makpid under the chuppah. You know, it's a similar zehirus in the bar prayer.
By nisuin, nobody is makpid. Birkas nisuin, the first book, nobody is makpid.
I'm makpid.
What do you mean? If they give you
a bar prayer gafen, so I don't have to pour in my hand. There's always the other cup on the side. So when I make the bar prayer gafen, I have in mind, I'm going to go drink from the kashal erisin, and I go drink. Why shouldn't it be the same thing? You make the bar prayer gafen.
Because that was Takon's chazal. The
kashal. So you know that Takon was not to drink? You know that that was such a Takon? I don't know, maybe.
The Messias is, you don't see people.
All right, you're telling me Messias, I'm going to meet you if they show the Tashbats. You know.
Bakidush, he's talking about Bakidush, because there it's not a Chazal. The Chazal didn't mention that you need a cause for Bakidush. But by Nisuin, you do.
Okay, yes, you're telling me. I mean, the guy, let me, that's what he brings him to Beersheba. Beersheba says, first, I think Tama Hech Nispashet Zehaminik. How could it be a minik not to drink? And then he says that maybe actually he says he should drink, but he says maybe because they hold that it's together here. But so one thing is to drink the chlau. Then the second shaila is about drinking a revius. Normally, you need at least roim revius from every kashal bracha. You have to drink Rav Revius. Chas and Kala, especially if they're fasting, they're not drinking very much. They take a small sip, and the kais gets put aside. So I don't know, in Rav Ephraim, he says that Rav Moshe was makbid. He doesn't say Rav Moshe was makbid, the Masada drink. He's not just someone should drink Malay Lugma from the kais. Do you remember such a thing? I remember seeing such a thing. But like I said, Ravelsky was makbid, but I don't remember seeing such a minigar. So it's a kashal bracha anyway. So if I usually do, and then while they're reading the ksuba, I go over and I drink a whole revius and make a bracha achrayna on the ayin, and they bring that as well from the Be'er Sheva in his maftechais. He says halacha reveches v'Yisrael the kol davish tzarach kais tzarach lishtes b'menu kabalei lumba who rave revius b'shul bracha achrayna chay lishtes revius shalem k'moshe b'edim shulchan aruch arachayim simen kuf tzadik. L'chein oimer ani, the Mar Bar Sheva says, kol chos na yore is devar Hashem, v'chored al devara, v'yizar lishtois revius shalem, v'yivarach brach achrayin, akal l'shayne. The chosin usually doesn't drink a revius, so afraid he'll get tipsy, but at least somebody else should do it, but okay, not, because one Adam Gadol says it, doesn't mean you have to do it, but still, it seems to be a proper thing to drink a revia shalayim.
Soon, kasher soon also. The bar pickup and the soon.
El chayr should be the same thing. Yeah, it should be the same thing by kasher soon and by kasher chuppah. So okay, it's not not talking about things that are seem to be ma'akiv in any way. It's just things that are seem to be appropriate on August. So these are some of the minhagim of a chasna. It's interesting, the minhag of stepping. You ever heard of the minhag of stepping on the kala's foot?
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I was looking through minhagim, and I see in Derasich from Rabbi Chaim Knievsky, they asked him if it's a minhag. He said, yes. He said, it's a minhag, but you step on the kala's foot. They didn't ask him if he did it. What? In America, you don't do it. Okay. Don't call me on it. I don't know. All right, there are three minhagim that are brought. The minhag to step out is really to walk the kala under the chuppah. There are three minhagim for which I can't find makairis. Now, when I say I can't find, someone knows it's his family minig, they're family minig. But one is the minig to undo knots, which the photographers are responsible for promulgating. It was definitely a minig in some circles. It was not a minig everywhere. By the chassan on the near beforehand, the photographers always say, "Why don't you undo the knots?" You know, like. So it became more widespread. The only place I found the minig is in the Shulchan HaEzer, which is on Evan Ezer, and he says, he brings that some people do it, and he says, Tamantiyam Hashem Lekecha, he says not to do it. So, when you talk about going back, Sfarim from a while ago, there aren't the Sefer Minig Yisrael Torah, which brings all kinds of Makairis, they can't find the Makar for it as well. Everyone quotes the Targum Yainis and the Parshas Kiseitze, on the pasuk Vayachol Rechaim Verechem, that he says something about knots empowering kishuf, and that you undo it as a way of kishuf not affecting you. If that's a makar, then really we're not allowed to do it. We're not allowed to do anything that's leisenachashu, anything that has to do with such makairis, we don't do. The Targum Yainasin on Chumash is not from Ransom and Aziel. The Targum Yainasin is. Without a question, it's not Yainis Mizia. Whoever brings it. It's not. Tosis, a few places in Shas, quotes Targum Yainasin, and none of his quotes are around what we call Targum Yainasin. Our Targum Yainasin is now Shaldik, a Targum that somehow was printed with his name. But be that as it may, I didn't find a makar for it. If someone has the minig, he does what I do when I'm with the chassan beforehand, and the photographer says, I'll do your knots, I turn to the chassan's father, and I ask him if by his wedding, they had such a minig. Most of the time, Sefer's word so from that. Most of the time, they say no. They say that they don't have such a minig. Most of the time, in Chassidish circles, it's probably more common. Although they don't have a tie to undo, and anyway, they don't really undo the tie. They just undo the front part, and the rest of it is still knotted. Well, the whole thing
all the time, not just there. If it's a matter of kishuv.
It should be a problem all the time, okay? You can't, I hear. So, what? They don't wear ties either, but they untie the shoes, so. Look, I really don't like to make fun of minhagim. I'm just saying, the minig, the hechad no.
But here, you have against
against?
The minig, the
Tamantia, and the Tamantia. It seems to go against Tamantia. Something that has a clear Yiddish makar has, but something has no makar, that goes against Tom T. I don't know what to say. No, those something that has a makar kadma, and it has a makar kadma. And if they did it, if the makar goes back, then it's a meaning. It's hard to know where it started. But anyway, I don't start up. If the father did it, so the father did it. I don't have white shoulders to start up. The other meaning is to wear the left sleeve, I think it is, out of the coat.
Yeah.
So it's highly questionable if there is such a minig, for numerous reasons. One reason is because there's no minig to wear a coat. It's when they wear a kittel, it's like a side kittel. It reminds you of Amisa, so it says Altanava. You cover the kittel. People sometimes put the kittel on under the chuppah. If they don't walk through the aisle, they don't put on a coat. No, Allah, you have to have a coat. Never saw anybody put the kittel and leave the left sleeve out of the kittel. So again, he cares, he can't find the makar for it. He says, Ulai, it comes from in Hilchas Avelus, there's a meaning of chalutzei kosef, to uncover the shoulder during Avelus. But even there it says we're not knowing. We never say anybody knowing that way during Avelus. And therefore it's not. But my chasana, my wife's grandfather, was a big Talmid Chacham, Baba of a Talmid Chacham. And so he asked me two things. He asked me to wear my sleeve out and to not see the collar 2 weeks before the wedding instead of 1 week. So 2 weeks before the wedding, I was perfectly happy to do that. It didn't bother me in the slightest. And the shoulder, I wasn't so happy about it, but, it's COVID for a Talmid Chacham. So I did it. I told him, as long as he don't ask me to do a mitzvah tanz, I'm okay. And he said, Mr. Tanz, it's okay without. And so I did it. But again, I don't know a clear makar for it. The minig of taking off jewelry, again, Devin Isa says, ain't no minig. So, again, those who defend it say, it's Liskaya Mamisa, that person, you can't take your money with you, and the minig is take money out of your pockets. Now, these three, the knots, the sleeve out, and taking off the jewelry, again, if someone knows he has a minig, I'm not starting up with it, but as far as looking in Svarim Kadmainim, it's hard to find. The minig of Shushvinin, of walking the chasen down and the kala down, is a minig kadmain. It's based on the Gemara in Brachis, Malamed, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shushvin LaAdam Rishon. The Gemara says, Ve'yaviyah LaAdam, Hashem brought Chava to Adam, they associate Shushvin and bring it. So it's fascinating, the minig, whether it's two fathers, a father and father and mother that walk down. It struck me that the Debrezina Rav and Chelek Hei Shuvakos Samech Hei brings B'shem the Satmar Rebbe the Afi Zayar. It should be the two parents, even though usually B'chassidim the minhag is the two fathers and two mothers, but he brings that Afi Zayar. It should be the two parents. The minhag to stand up is recent. Those of us my age or older remember, no one stood up at the Chasid Kala walked out. It's a very recent minig, and it's not, okay, you can answer, but it's not a minig. Lamai said we never did it. And what?
Grandparents,
but that's certainly a Goyish minig, grandparents walking down. Now, if they walk the Chasid Kala down, it's one thing. But walking down the aisle, I say, guy, it's not a desire minig. It's just, it's a nice thing, you know. But it's not a minig Yisrael to walk down the aisle. If you want, you can do it. You want to get good pictures. You should. They should stand up for the Chasid Kala. He walked in. Okay, that's what they wanted. He wasn't makta to walk down. They asked him to walk down. But okay, yeah. But they walk right behind. Yeah, no. To shushrinin is a makar. To walk them down, there's a makar. That's to be a shushrinin. What I mean is to walk beforehand, that they march down the aisle. And they're very nice pictures, and it's not a... nothing wrong with it, but it's not a... So it's interesting. The idea, it's spread in Klal Yisrael that divorced parents don't walk down Chasen Kala. Again, I looked around. I couldn't find any makar for it. There is in Hilchis Gittin, at the end of Kutri Tes, near the end of Hilchis Gittin, it says, Grusha Shaba Ima Gorish Ledin Minad Noisam. It says that once they're divorced, they shouldn't be involved together in an Asik. It says such a thing that if the gerish, should they have to be separate, they're not allowed to live in the same chatzar, and you're not supposed to It says even if one of them owes the other money, they shouldn't be to bear the money. You should make a shliach to be to bear the money. It could be that's
where she had remarried because Mafsi Grushas
because she
remarried.
Well, she didn't marry him. They're divorced. Right now, they're divorced.
They could
Yeah, they could. Yeah, if they want to date or remarry, I guess. It's okay.
So,
Maramok about it lost. They're not allowed to sleep in the same chatzar, it says. So, if they want to remarry, nothing on it.
They
don't
guarantee
if
they
get to marriage.
So, all these things, I don't know exactly in the Makar. But the popular idea is that a married couple walks down. I've had cases where there was fighting in the family, who should walk down, divorced, not divorced. So what I've done numerous times is told people, I am dealing with the Chasen Kala usually, I told them, look, down the aisle, anybody can walk you, the aisle doesn't count, it's into the chuppah that counts. So let them walk you down the aisle, get their pictures, and right when you walk under the chasen, under the chuppah, my wife and I will switch spaces just to walk you under the chuppah. No one will see. Because after the photographer's lights go off, then nobody really notices. And we'll walk you into the chuppah, and then And then it'll, so whatever good luck you need, I tell them, we have Shalom Bayis, at least in the meantime, so so we can walk you in. And
you have the case of a stepfather, also a stepmother. And
all these things, there's no clear, it says a mitzvah to be a shushman. So the main thing is to keep Shalom, that's really the main thing. The fascinating thing, the idea of breaking a glass is mentioned. Pischei Tshuva here brings the minig we have, Pischei Tshuva Dalid, he brings the minig Kaischuchas Dafka. Ramah didn't say glass, but obviously it can't be metal. But he says Kaischuchas Dafka. Mashen came b'tanoim shoivrim k'dei rishol cheres. By Tanoim, we break something made out of clay. It says Kedera, we do a Kaira, but to do something made out of clay, and it's known that the idea of the breaking by the Tanoim is because of the significance of it. I saw a Dava Pella. I'm just quoting it for the information value. The time for breaking the klicheres. I saw this in Tameim and Hagim. When we were engaged, we got engaged Labor Day and we got married the Yotes Kislev. So we were engaged over Sukkis, and my parents wanted very much that I should take Mekala to see the bungalow up in the country. It wasn't like today's bungalows. It was like the Amaladika bungalows. And it was right on Swan Lake and go for a walk in the lake. So we went along. So my parents drove and I was with Mekala in the back seat, which nobody would do today. But it's a 2-hour ride. I'm going to waste my time. So I told Mekala, I'll bring along the Tameim and Hagim. We'll go to him in Hagi Achasna. There were no Likud Svarim too many. So we went through Tameim and Hagim. So there, it brings Lekutei Maran. It's interesting from Nachman Breslin about the minig of breaking klicheres. Klicheres you can't fix. It's known. The breaking of klicheres means it's sort of a final agreement. You can't repair it. So he says there that it's a message. Veramzin loy shebeim hi isha ra. Maybe when he gets married, he realizes, define isha ra however you want, that she's not a good woman. Al yivagay ba v'lay yigarshena. You get married, you find she's a bad woman. Don't fight with her. Don't get her. Ki al yada einay roya p'nei gehenim. So he goes here. Ki tzarch li zar ma'ay sh'lay yigarsh esishle. The reason they break the thing is right. Now that's chedusha maran, lukutei maran. Okay. In the Pella Yayitz, which is a more traditional source, he has a Pella Yayitz, you know, is in the order of the Aleph base. He has Arachim. So he has one, Avas Ishvi Ishtai. He has a piece. And again, I'm quoting him. He says, B'yayitz tzarach li'zayir, gavra denafu b'chelkei garma bisha. Says you have to be especially careful. A man who falls to his chayl, the garma bisha. I don't know why he switched to Aramaic for those two words, but he says garma bisha isha kasha, who aimed in the sayin gadol. Such a man is in a big nesayin. Tzar chayzik l'snagima b'shalom v'reyes, the kavod hashchina. So he has to work very hard to vamru inchi. People say isha sa'ara orach v'daita k'tzara. Women have long hair. V'daita k'tzara, however you want to translate that. V'mayveres al daita u'machisai, and she doesn't listen to him and gets him angry. Yishmer ruchai lebal yichai saleha. Be careful not to get angry. V'tzarach leima lebazoisa lekalala lakoisa chalila v'chaz. V'fimayma chazal amru mishi yesh la isha ra ein araya gehenim. Hayaroi levakish isha ra. So I don't know, I'm reading it to you just for I guess it's tach the chum a little bit. What? If she doesn't keep mitzvahs, she's mean to you? You know, in Makar Baruch, until Rapam used to quote Makar Baruch a lot. In Makar Baruch, he writes something he saw He saw a wealthy guy came into him, and he said, you know, I'm at work a whole day, and everyone's mechabed me, everyone brings me things, they open doors for me, they make room for me, then I come home, my wife treats me, you know, like this. So he said, Reb Chaim Berlin told him, They're not mechabed you to work. They're mechabed your money at work. When you come home, your wife knows you. If you want your wife to mechabed you, you have to do things that you should deserve covered. Just having money is not enough. He told them you have to be makpid to daven minyan, you have to have sedarim, and that's what he told them. So then Makar Baruch writes, the Tertullian writes, years later he met the man, and he asked him if it worked, and of course the story has to end. It worked like a charm, you know, and he started to behave. So then, so to a certain degree, Rashi says that. Rashi says, Eze kenegdai. Rashi says, it's a Gemara really. If you do the right thing, she helps you. If you do the wrong thing, she criticizes you. It strikes me, she's always right. If you do the right thing, she's right. If you do the wrong thing, she's right. But anyway, that's...
Well, I don't see the connection. We started with Klicheres and
Klicheres. Klicheres means it's final. No matter what. Right. This is it, you know.
And does it come to talking about...
See, so saying it's final, even if it's Ishara, it's final. That's what he's saying. You're Makabal Kabal Kabay Shaheen. And even if...
We don't like that.
No, by the Tadoa. He's giving a reason by Tadoa. That's what he's giving.
It should have been the opposite. It should be the opposite. What happens
if
you don't do
Tanoim? So we don't do Tanoim for numerous reasons. One of the reasons is Taka, because the Gaon said that breaking Tanoim, it's good to get married and do a divorce better than to break Tanoim. So we have a minig, we don't break Tanoim. We do Tanoim right before the chuppah, where it's safe, hopefully. So that the Tanoim, they really don't make any sense. And then I mentioned to you that Sir Rabbi Yaakov refused to do the Tanoim. Rabbi Shirat is Nusach, which is more appropriate nusach. It's not really Tanoim.
You need
another
keyboard.
What?
You need
another keyboard. Okay. The women get to do something. But see them, the women, they don't break. They break by the engagement. They make Tanoim. They break the play. Not by.
We don't need Tanoim.
We don't have that.
I mean, it's short
lived. Yeah. Right. You're mentioning that's why glass and the chuppah, glass can be repaired.
Because glass can be repaired. Again, can be repaired. It's hard to tell that to somebody to get married. But anyway, one last tumul about minhagim of a wedding is a chuppah and a shul, which is a. There's no question that the minig at one time was to do a chuppah in a beis hakneses. The Ramah in Yeridaya. In Hilchas Aveilus, in Mishin Tzadik Aleph, which says that an Oval is not allowed to go to a wedding, he says, Aval b'chuppah sh'oisim b'beis ha'knesses, he says, yeshoimrim, that the Oval is allowed to go to Hashana, to a chuppah, because yeshoimrim not to go, but he calls it b'chuppah sh'oisim b'beis ha'knesses.
What, like that?
So,
no,
what?
Because he goes to Davin?
He goes to Davin, to go to the chuppah.
No, but because it's time of davening?
No, because there's no celebration. There's no. It's just it's a ceremony. It's not. There's no food. There's no. Now the problem is, Sestira Drama says the minhag is to do it under the sky. What does it mean? You think the shuls had opening skylights? So some cipher in his tshuva about chuppahs and shuls. There's some cipher Maram Shik are very stark because of the reform. That who are makpid to do it in their temples, that we should dafka not do it in a beis hakneses. The Chassam Sofer is the stira, and it's interesting. He brings a minig of German minig. He calls it a chuppis mayin. I don't know mem alef yud nun. They used to do two chuppis. They used to do a chuppah for siman bracha tachas hashemayim and throw a geizim, and then they used to go into the shul for the Hari At, or for the Chuppah, maybe for Nesu'in. But these are two Chuppahs, and one was Tachas HaShemayim, and one was not. When I had the Shaila with somebody who was, I was supposed to be Messiah, I was Messiah Kedushin for, and the wedding had been set up in a shul, in a place, so I asked Rav Pam, so we shoved her, Rav has two tshuvas. One tshuva, he says that nowadays that some safest considerations aren't really strong considerations today. It's no longer the bulwark of the reform movement to do it inside or outside. And he does see writes in Eva and has a chelik aleph in his tshuva. Later, he, in a different tshuva, he writes to do it in the shul is ein ruach hachamim v'chemen. Now, this is all by Ashkenaz. Sfaradim still do it in the shul, always, I think, because they never had the reform movement that sort of pushed back against it. So it's sort of an old milchama, that's where it goes back to. The last sif in Hilchos Kiddushin is Meis v'Kalish u'Pagluzeh b'Zeh Maviris haMeis b'Lfnei HaKal Alitan l'Asaderech. If one of them gets, who gets Kedima? It says a Kala gets Kedima to a Meis because Kavod HaChai is more than Kavod HaMeis. It's a fascinating Masechta Smachos. In the second parent. So the smoke is in the Shas Gemara, it's in the back of, I think, Abay Nazara. So there it says, in the fascinating Lashon, it says, Meis v'kala, if you have a choice to go to a wedding or to a Levaya, so it says the Kala is Kedemist. Quite a Kavad Achai is more than a Kavad Ameis. And then it says the following, I think this is the exact Lashon. It says, Avol Chasidim Har Yashainim, Ho Yanoigin, Lelavisis Hameis, Shanemar, that's what he says. So what's Pshat? It says a kala comes first. They went. They did the opposite. So if the chasidim rishayim did it, then that's shushanama. So the way I saw an explanation is, al kavod fiyena, it's more important to be mechaber achai than be mechaber ames. But for yourself, if you're chasidim rishayim, is somebody who's a chai yiten aliba, you go to levaya, you yiten aliba, it's mashpia on you. So chayechu kaidman. So then you what? Title left. That's right. Breathe the pasuk. Itak breathe the pasuk. Title left has based on the Mishnah, and he says that the explanation is for you that's better, but that's a kavod achai. Okay. So somebody mentioned the latter minhagim lechasna based on Torah taka, which was like a chuppah. I think they bring it probably from the Gra. I saw Rabbi Pinkus brings it that the three b'chagim. Pesach is like the bar mitzvah of Klal Yisrael became chayiv mitzvahs Mitzrayim. He says like the birth or like mitzvah, and Matan Torah is like the chuppah. He held over them the kar kegigas, and Sukkah is the yichudim. So Matan Torah, a lot of Mahogim have to do with it. All right, Mitzvah Hashem, Yisrochak Sunday, we'll start off with the service.